This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Healing Fund hit a milestone when it was activated in quick succession over the past few weeks. First for the King Super shooting in Boulder in March, and again for a shooting at a Colorado Springs birthday party just days ago. The fund's executive director, Jordan Finnegan, says addressing two events at once is new territory.
It's both really heartbreaking and also just unfathomable that it would be this quick in succession in Colorado. So we've had to sort of figure out quickly how to best accommodate both tragedies at the same time.
Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams will honor law enforcement officers who lost their lives in Colorado and around the country in a ceremony tonight in Greeley.
We do the same reading of all those names from every officer in the United States that lost their life, just like they do out in Washington, D.C. So it's a way of bringing that national stage home.
In Colorado, three officers died in 2020, one from COVID and two others in the line of duty. Environmental and health advocates have filed a lawsuit against Boulder over a project that would connect local trails with federal trails that encircle a former nuclear production site. The group says the city improperly approved funding to connect to trails near Rocky Flats, where plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons were produced from the 50s until the late 80s. Much of the site was reopened for recreation in 2018, but parts remain closed as a Superfund site. The environmental and health advocates say the location is still contaminated. This is CPR News.